I'm home. Unfortunately. Oh, so are you. No plaster tonight, huh? Bailed last second, huh? Well, it happens to the best of us, dude. No use being sad, though. I mean, the best we can do for ourselves is pop a beer, cry a few tears, bust a nut, get used to being alone on Valentine's. Yeah, I just got off work. Plans? Me? Oh, no. I don't have any plans either. I mean, really. You ever see me have plans? Upset? No, of course not. I'm just regretting things right now. It's not like I'm trying to hide anything. It's just kind of tricky to explain. I haven't piqued anyone's interest. It's okay, though. I wasn't expecting much since I never put myself out there. It's just what happens when you're raised to believe that hard work is all you need in life. My parents always told me that nothing else matters than a degree, but they never really cared if I was happy. Rarely going out with friends, never experiencing love. So here I am, working early shifts till late nights. Kind of feels like my life has already peaked, and the only sense of happiness I feel is eating a good meal or getting to bed after a long shift. Like, is this it? You know what? I don't even know if my family's proud of me. Sometimes it feels like whatever I do, it's never enough. I guess I've just been feeling empty lately. I don't even know what to do anymore. Sorry, I kind of ranted there. You shouldn't spend your night listening to me. You go and enjoy yourself tonight. Nah, I'll be fine. I'll just quickly grab a beer and head to my room. Hey, thanks for listening to me. Even though we're just some strangers that ended up as roommates, I'm glad I met you. I'm sure that if you ever meet someone, they'll be lucky to have you. Please just take care of yourself and don't think too much. Just do your best to enjoy yourself. Also, just forget about what happened tonight, okay? Take it easy, dude. Night. I went overboard again. Oh my god, I hope I wasn't a bother. Maybe I should treat him to dinner sometime. Damn it. What a load to drop on someone all of a sudden. What was I thinking? Come on, pull yourself together. I shouldn't be a hypocrite. No use being sad. Let's enjoy tonight. I should just really go, like, undress, take a shower. Feels so nice to be out of my work clothes. Time for that shower. Feels so much better. Where'd I put my beer? Oh, there it is. Why cry when I can run away from problems? Get drunk off my ass, masturbate. Well, if there's anything I learned throughout my life, it's important to love oneself. And right now, I need a bed. I need this. Where's my vibrator? Oh, found it. Where is my remote? Gotcha. Okay. The length and girth still surprise me no matter how many times I see it. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's really filling me up. I forgot the last time I did this. Fuck, it's hitting all my good spots. Just feel, the stress and work's melting away. I might come. I haven't even turned it on yet. Oh, fuck, it's all the way in there. Just got it. Turn it on. Fuck. Oh, it feels so good. I'm so wet. Maybe I can turn it up a little. Shit. Shit. Shit, I'm coming. Oh my god. Feeling better already. Maybe I should do a little more. Fuck! No! Fuck, it vibes at max. I can't reach it. She's gonna hear me. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm okay. Just resting. No, I promise I'm... do you mind giving me that remote on the floor, please? Thank you. Like I said, you should just go and enjoy your evening. Don't mind. Fuck, I'm coming. Holy shit. That's fine. It's finally off. I was trying to blow off some steam. No, I wasn't crying. I was, moaning. Sorry for making you worry. I'm not really good at dealing with my emotions. I guess you could say that my only defense mechanism towards feeling like shit is either A, crying my eyes out, or B, masturbating. Unfortunately, I dropped the remote while it was maxed out, and, well, here I am. Masturbating. Huh? Relieve, I'm okay. Thanks for worrying about me. I mean, I really do appreciate it, of course. I'll try and rely on you more. But actions speak louder than words. You have been staring at me ever since you walked in. Well, that being said, would it be all right if you could spend the night with me? I mean, you're already in my room, and even though I got caught, I'm still really horny. I was serious when I said you should enjoy your evening. I guess I already occupied most of your evening by making you worry. So, what if we killed two birds with one stone and enjoyed each other's company for tonight? From the looks of it, honey, I think that hard on answers my question. It's fine. I don't mind doing it with you. You're a really sweet guy, and honestly, I'm really tired of being everybody's role model. So, please, for tonight, can I use you? Good answer, sweet boy. Well, if you said no, I would have pushed you onto my bed and raped you. But you know, you can't rape the willing. Oh, my. Did that turn you on even more, sweets? Do you like it when girls take charge? No, it's fine. Well, if that's what you like too, then I'll have even more reason to do it. I appreciate your honesty. I mean, I don't really have any much hands-on experience with this kind of thing, so you'll have to kind of excuse me. What, are you just gonna stand there, or are you gonna strip? Good boy. Well, just lay back and relax while I mount you and make a mess out of you. Oh, fuck. Oh, I almost confused you for my vibrator. You're actually pretty big. I'm okay. I'll get used to it. I was just a bit surprised. What about you? I mean, I really expect you to be a bottom. We barely even started and you look like I'm a sweet mess. You're even starting to drool. Is it because I swallowed your cock down to the very base using my pussy? Oh, I can even feel you twitching at the slightest movements. Fuck. Oh, you're turning me on even more. Prepare yourself, little slut. I'm gonna fucking use you. I'm gonna continually slam my ass down and ride this cock. That's it. Just give in to the pleasure. Enjoy every last second of it. Fuck. Feels so good. Oh, your hard cock pounding into my pussy. No need to hold back, baby boy. Yeah, you can even suck in my tits if you want. I'm yours for tonight. I'll fucking milk you as much as I want. Just let me use that cock. Condom? Don't worry about it so much. I don't think I can stop right now anyway. Just feels so fucking good. The whole length of your cock is just slamming into my wet pussy. Fuck. Think you're gonna get addicted to me, huh? Have you ever imagined fucking me? Or me fucking you, I should say? I mean, we've been living together under the same roof for a while. It's not like we bring people over often. Doesn't it get lonely? Oh, you ever fantasize about, I don't know, just coming into my room and me catching you behind the door and just bending you over my desk and reeling you all night long? Because I do. I get horny too, you know. Sometimes I even have thoughts about blindfolding you and handcuffing you to your bed while I fuck that cock. Sorry, did I scare you, pet? Or possibly turn you on even more? Oh, fuck! Your cock losing. You like it when I talk like this? When I treat you like a fuck toy? You're making such a slutty face right now. Come on, spit it out, bitch. Do you like it when I fucking use you? I see. If you don't want to answer, then we can just completely stop this. You go back to your room and jerk yourself off for all I care. That's better. I'm getting a hang of this. So as a reward for your honesty, baby boy. Any requests? Choke you out? Oh, fuck. Are you sure? Press down on that carotid artery? Like this? Oh, ah. You're really twitching a lot now. Oh, my God. Oh, I feel so fucking good right now. Oh, how does it feel to be choked out? Are you close? Do you like it when I slam my fucking pussy from the tip of the beast to your cock? That's it. If you want to come, I'll let you come. I'm gonna come too. Oh my god, fuck, this is so good. Shit, I'm coming. Coming! I can't stop slamming my wet pussy down onto your fat cock. I can keep going. You haven't come yet. Where do you want to come, huh? On my chest? Or you could fill me to the brim with all this cum you've been stockpiling. Feels like you're about to blow. You don't want to come inside? Well, fine. You're going to pull out yourself. Looks like your hips aren't stopped thrusting into me. It's your choice. Fuck, you're really getting close. Shouldn't you stop? Are you not able to think straight after drowning in all this pleasure? It's okay. Just give in to me, slut. Fill me with every drop of that hot cum. Do it. I want it. I want your fucking load. Fuck, it's so hot. Your cum's filling me. Oh, you actually did it. Uh-huh. It's okay. Lay back. I'll get something to clean you up. There you go. All toweled down. Sorry. Just gonna lay down next to you and on my bed. This is kind of awkward, but I'm glad you enjoyed it. Or, well, I mean, you don't have to say it after seeing your face. Dude, chill out. I enjoyed every last second of it. Don't worry, I've got Plan B in the cabinet. This seems a little out of order, but yeah, I'd love to go out sometime. Anyway, I was hoping this would be more than just a one-time thing. Huh. I could see it in your eyes. I knew it. When I said that you might get addicted to this. Maybe I'll take that invite to dinner as a continuation of where we'll leave off tonight. Huh? I'm looking forward to it, my good boy. Wanna go again?